you still here? It's been an awful year. Don't you worry.
Hi, 各位亲爱的小伙伴，大家早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天节目当中呢，我们将会一起来学习一段来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集的英文台词。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
Well, obviously, there's a downside to having good manners.
Well, obviously, there is a downside to having good manners. 很显然，注重礼节有时会将自己推到一个不利的位置。Well, obviously, there is a downside to having good manners. Well, obviously, there is a downside to having good manners. 那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 there is a 这样的三个单词呢，我们放在一起，其中呢可以做两处连读。那么此时呢，你可以读成 there is a。There is a. 再来看一下第二处发音技巧，当 downside 和 to 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个失去爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 downside to, downside to. 而 good manners 这样的两个单词呢，我们放在一起会有一个比较典型的不完全爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 good manners, good manners.
It was just awful.George had a ring. His mother and her friend were there with champagne. If I had said no, it would have devastated him.
So you agreed to marry him just to be polite?
Well, obviously, there's a downside to having good manners.
So when will you tell him how you really feel?
That's why I wanted to talk to you. I mean, part of me keeps thinking maybe I should just do it.
Do it? You mean actually marry him?
Well, I know it sounds rash, but, well, there's something comfortable about George.We share the same tastes and interests. Oh, and best of all, he loves the opera.
The opera?
Yes, we saw Aida last week and we both cried buckets. It was fun. George loves art, poetry and music. It would be nice to be married to someone who looks for beauty in the world, like I do. I don't know.That's why I'm here. I don't know what to do, Dr. Kohlfein.
Bree, you've said many times how comfortable you are with George, but you don't feel for him the way you felt for Rex.
No. True love is great. But at this point in my life, I think I'd rather just go to the opera.
今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下这样一个单词 downside， 它的用法。它呢可以用来指 the disadvantage of a situation， 某个情况当中的不利因素或者弊端。而它的反义词是 upside， 指的是有利条件、优势等等。下面呢，我们来看一下几个例子。第一个， the downside of living here, of course, is that it is expensive.住在这儿的不利因素就是这里生活成本很高。The downside of living here, of course, is that it is expensive. 下面呢，我们再来看一下第二个例子。Unemployment, inflation, and greater inequality are often the downside of a market economy. 失业、通货膨胀和不平等的加剧是市场经济常见的劣势。Unemployment,Inflation and greater inequality are often the downside of a market economy. 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。The downside of this approach is a lack of clear leadership. 这个方法的劣势就是缺乏明确的指挥。The downside of this approach is a lack of clear leadership. 那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子。并留言在文章的留言区。There is a downside to it. The more she remembers, the more bitter she feels about what has happened. There is a downside to it. The more she remembers, the more bitter she feels about what has happened. 那么这样一个句子，你会如何去理解和翻译呢？ 希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。明天节目当中呢，我们再会啦 ，See you。